Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Starting place for you and me.
The king finally gets it. Here's a wonderful thing to know. No matter what happens, God is in control. We have a hard time believing that. We like to think that we are in control of everything. King Nebuchadnezzar did. Of course he did. Remember? He was the mightiest king on earth. But then he had another dream. The king's dream frightened him, and so he called in all his magicians, astrologists, fortune tellers, and wise men to tell him what it meant. "Last night, I had the strangest dream," the king said. "In my dream, I saw a huge tree. It grew bigger and bigger, until all people everywhere could see it. Its leaves were beautiful, and its branches were full of fruit, enough for the whole world to eat. Animals rested in its shade, and birds made nests in their branches. But then I saw an angel who watches over all things here on earth. The angel proclaimed in a loud voice, 'Let the tree be cut down and the fruit be scattered. Drive away all the animals that take shelter under its branches, but leave its stump in the ground, with an iron band of bronze wrapped around it.' And then I saw a man, and the angel who watches over all things I proclaimed, 'Let this man live like an animal for 7 years, so that all people everywhere will know that the one Almighty God has power over all things on earth.'" "That was my dream," the king said to all his magicians, astrologists, fortune tellers, and wise men. "Now tell me what it means." Oh, they all said, in trouble again. They didn't know what the king's dream meant. And so King Nebuchadnezzar sent for Daniel because he knew that God was with him. The king told Daniel his dream, and Daniel became so afraid that he couldn't speak. "Don't be afraid to tell me what my dream means," the king said. "Your Majesty, I wish I could tell you something different, but this is the message that God has given you in your dream. You are the tree you saw in your dream. Your kingdom is great, and your power reaches all over the world. But then you saw the tree was cut down, and you saw a man who lived like an animal. This is what God says will happen. You are the greatest king in the whole world, but you are nothing compared to the God in heaven. And so that you will know that you have no power at all except what God has given you, your kingdom will be taken away from you. For 7 years you will live with the animals in the forest. You will eat grass like a cow. You will sleep on the ground. When you wake up each morning, you will be wet with dew. Then you will admit that the Almighty God is king over all the earth. He is the one who gives power to whomever he chooses." "But your Majesty," continued Daniel, "when you do admit that God rules over all things on earth, then your mind will be restored to you, and you shall be king again." And then Daniel gave the king this great but simple advice. Stop sinning. Do what is right. Take care of the poor, and God will bless you in wonderful ways." A year went by. Nothing happened. But then one day, the king was walking along a balcony of his royal palace in the golden light of the early morning. He looked out over the great city of Babylon and all that he possessed. "What a great and mighty king I am," he said. Before the words were even out of his mouth, a voice from heaven said, "King Nebuchadnezzar, now is your power taken away from you." And in that moment, the great and mighty King Nebuchadnezzar became like an animal. He ran from the comfort of his palace and lived in the fields and forests. 7 years passed. King Nebuchadnezzar grew as long as eagle feathers and his fingernails like bird claws. He ate grass like cows, and the rain fell on his head. And then one day King Nebuchadnezzar looked up to the sky. He admitted that God was king over all things, and immediately he came to his right mind again. He raised God and said, "Now I know that God is king over all things, in heaven and on earth. He will rule forever, and his kingdom will never end. No one can stand in his way. He is in control of all things, in heaven and on earth." King Nebuchadnezzar returned to his royal palace, and God gave his kingdom back to him, even greater than before. Finally, King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Now I, King Nebuchadnezzar, praise the Almighty God in heaven. He can do whatever he pleases. All that he does is a good and right." The end.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her, yes, it take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella de Vil. The curl of her lips, the ice in her sand. All innocent children had better beware. She's like a spider waiting for the kill. Look out for Cruella de Vil. At first you think Cruella is a devil, but half the time is worn away to shock. You come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath the rock. Vampire bat, it's inhuman beast. She ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place, but dear Cruella, Cruella de Vil. She's got some doggone bad intentions. let's face it, a person like her could really ruin your whole day.